When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us right now is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Newell.
Well, first, let me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. I know you've been busy. You are always on the road. I don't know how many millions of miles you racked up this year, but I'm sure it's quite a few.
Well, I think I'm on my sixth trooper vehicle and my third personal vehicle, all of them well over 100,000 miles. So we do put some miles in, but I do have the best job in the state promoting the great state of Louisiana.
Yeah, there's no one can say that, you know, I've never seen, I don't see Billy Nungesser around. He's everywhere. And we appreciate that as well. I know you visited the Billy Cannon exhibit, the opening of that exhibit the other day. Tell us about it.
Well, I tell you, our curators and staff at the museum once again did a phenomenal job. Billy Cannon's daughter had so much stuff to put in an exhibit. How do you get it all in one show? But they did an incredible job, and I was blown away by the video, the memorabilia, and the stories of his life. Not only a great football player, his ups and downs, but the incredible things and his love for Louisiana. So it's a great exhibit. It runs all the way through January 10th, 2026. At the Capitol Museum. It's something everybody that loves Louisiana, loves LSU football, and ought to see.
Absolutely. What was the impetus behind that, Billy?
Is his daughter, Bunny. She works at LSU. She's heavily involved at the vet school there, and just a great ambassador for all Louisiana. But she approached me about some things with LSU and want to put this exhibit on display because she had so much. As a matter of fact, she had much more at home that we could actually display throughout the whole museum. And her passion and love to tell the story was just incredible. So it's something that we move forward on. And her and her family generously donating all these items to put on display. And her passion to tell that story made it a great, successful exhibit.
The video of his run still appears every year somewhere in football, right?
It does. And, Newell, I got my personal story. My father used to tell every year that he was going to the stadium. My mother loved LSU. And someone offered him $1,000 for the tickets. And they were very poor. And my dad begged my mother to let him sell the tickets and take her to eat the finest steak in Baton Rouge and watch the game, and she wouldn't have it. So when everybody was standing up cheering and making that run, my dad liked to say he was the only one sitting down with his head in his hands, knowing what he could have done with that money. It's a great story from my family on that one.
Billy, you have been embarked upon a litter abatement for a long time now, and I know that you were in Jefferson Parish the other day in Harvey for the Jefferson Parish Litter Summit. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I tell you, I've never been more encouraged that we're going to beat this litter thing in Louisiana. And yesterday, to see so many mayors, the mayor Timmy Kerner from Lafitte, Jennifer Van Ranken, Kenner, Harahan Parish presidents, mayors, police chiefs, all the sheriffs had representation there to discuss how we're going to do this, from education to enforcement to getting businesses involved. We see light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to take a lot of work and keeping our foot on the gas, but I've never been more encouraged. And I got to tell you, the head of DOTD, all the team at DOTD, Wildlife Fishery, is just incredibly passionate about cleanup Louisiana. I showed a 3-minute video of one camera and the dumping at one little bridge in one community into a canal, from a mattress to a father that got out of a pickup truck with his two little girls and threw 6 bags of garbage off this little bridge into a waterway. But we're catching them. We've got 100 cameras. We're buying more, and we're going to catch these and prosecute them and get tickets. You know, if you get a ticket for litter or you pick up litter for a day, you're 80% less likely to litter, and less than 20% of Louisianans actually litter, and we pay the price for it.
Billy, it occurs to me, and I don't know if y'all have put together a list, but in Jefferson Parish, we have a couple of dump sites that if you're a Jefferson resident, it's free for you to go there and dump, and they're so well operated. I mean, it's just amazing. You can pull in, they take your name, you show them your driver's license, you got all the debris. They have two guys there directing where you go, what dumpster you go to unload it and throw it in there. You're in and out in like 5 minutes, and it makes it real easy. It's not an impediment. It's certainly a lot easier than trying to find a place to dump your garbage without being noticed or recognized by somebody or subject to being on the video of a camera. I'm wondering how many parishes actually offer that. Do we know?
No, and thank you for saying that, because we need to publicize that more, and that's what we talked about yesterday. We've got a lot of challenges, and that's why we did these summits all over the state. For instance, in St. Tammany, we don't have one garbage collection. Some rural streets have a gentleman in a pickup truck picks up the garbage. Well, what does he do? He goes down and finds a dead-end street and dumps it. So we need to get St. Tammany on board to have a garbage collection company pick up all the garbage. And in the outlying areas, that garbage contractor needs to be responsible for dump sites for those rural people to bring their parish, their garbage, and put it in the dumps, and they need to keep that area clean. So you're right. The challenge is Jefferson does a great job, the parish president, the sheriff. We got a lot of work to do with the citizens, not littering, educating our kids. But they do a great job with those drop-off locations. We need to publicize it more to the contractors. And one of the things we're doing is going out and speaking to the trucking association. We're working with car dealers to put a bag in the pickup trucks to tell them, clean out your pickup truck bed. We're working with all of the different organizations to make sure they're reaching out to their members. It's something we just got to keep our foot on the gas.
Yeah, you know, I was traveling east the other day on the interstate and through Mississippi. And I have to honestly say it's the first time. I don't know what's going on there, because they typically clean that interstate corridor up. It was so filthy. I have never seen it like that ever. There was debris on both sides of the interstate. It was so blatantly obvious that it hadn't been picked up in a while. I'm not sure why, but it was just disgusting. You get to Alabama, no garbage. You get to Florida,
yeah.
You know, don't even see a piece. I mean,
we work with a company that gave us a price of $6 million to keep all the interstates clean. And I got to tell you, once again, DOTD is doing a great job. They really are. They put out the first contract ever. They're in the process of signing a contract with a company to do just that. And we didn't have the money to do the whole state. So what we did is we worked with DOTD to get all the routes in and out of the state and all the routes around New Orleans to the airport so we can, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl and the day after the Super Bowl, they will keep it clean. And our hopes is the legislators will recognize that and say, why aren't you doing that in my area? And then we can get the support from the legislature to give us a little bit more money on the front end. We spent $91 million last year cleaning up after the fact. We tried to get a dollar added to the renewal of the driver's license. We couldn't get support in the legislature to do that. But the study shows that Louisianans would pay up to $2 to renew their license if they knew it was going to clean up the state, because the majority of people in Louisiana are tired of living in a filthy state. And so more and more people are getting on board. When we moved Keep Louisiana Beautiful under my office 3 years ago, we had 50 groups clean up Louisiana during Love the Boot Week. Last year, for the second year in a row, all 64 parishes had groups out there, over 750 groups. So we're getting momentum, more people getting involved, and we're making a dent. We got a lot more work to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Had a caller just called in and wanted to know about posted signage, outlining, the violation of the litter laws. Do you feel like we have enough signage? I mean, I think it's
no.
It's readily apparent that you're not supposed to take your garbage and throw it on the street, right? But obviously, the signage does serve as a constant reminder and maybe a belief that people are being watched.
You're absolutely right, and the study showed that. So we're waiting to get back those requirements, certain size, colors, to put them on the interstates. We want them on every ramp leading on the interstates. We want to put them on the existing signs so we don't have to put a new pole right under the exit sign or whatever. And then we're also encouraging parishes to do the same. And then we made signs for the marinas to let people know, take a trash bag out with you. You know, it's illegal to litter the waterways, but you're right. Signage makes a big difference, and people know if I throw this out the window, I could get hit with a $250 fine. And now we have a new hotline, 855-LA-LITTER. You can call and report. They'll email you an affidavit to sign. And right now they get a letter from me saying they were caught littering. But we just got approval, I believe, through the Attorney General's office that you can mail a ticket to them. So we're hoping to work real soon with Wildlife Fishery. So you will get a ticket in the mail for littering. So it's something that all of us can get involved. Also, I picked up a bag the other day from Target, found the receipt in there, and turned that in, those people will get a ticket. So these cameras at dump sites, those people are going to get a ticket. And we're putting cameras where they're dumping tires so we can catch those violators. It's something we're just going to keep working on till we catch the bad actors.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, you notice these things. So I was going to a meeting on the West Bank the other day. I'm driving down West Bank Expressway. There's a huge discount zone. There's a business right before it and a business right after it. I see garbage in the parking lot of the business before it. I hit the discount zone, not a piece of garbage. So obviously they sent somebody out there and cleaned it up, right? Because the business on the other side had garbage in the parking lot. And you know, when you take pride in your business and you take ownership of it and you hold yourself accountable and you do the right thing for the community. And I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but this morning I went out. There's leaves falling all the place because of the wind and the cold weather. I swept up all the leaves in the street gutter because today was garbage day.
Right.
Put it in a garbage can. Took me a grand total of four minutes, but it's done.
Yeah, absolutely right. Listen. We have a program, Clean Biz. You can sign up at keeplouisianabeautiful.org. We send you signage, clean up your parking lot, put garbage cans back in the parking lot. Look, Cracker Barrel has garbage cans all over the parking lot. Their employees pick up garbage when they get there in the morning, in the evening when they leave. You never see garbage in Cracker Barrel's parking lot. If every business, every strip mall, put garbage cans in the parking lot like at Disneyland, you never see trash because there's never more than 20 feet to a garbage can. Most people will throw it in the right place if there's one available. We're now giving out grants, garbage cans on an angle, to put them where you can safely pull over and throw out the window. When I was parish president, I put 20 of them on Highway 23. 90% of the garbage went in or around those cans, but it kept it off the highway. So we're putting those cans out there where they're safely. You can pull over and try to make the can. It's easy to pick it up and clean up around the can than off the highway. But we're doing all these things. We've got a new program. I'm learning that our teachers are not all teaching litter in school, and they're required by law to do it. We also put a four-minute video together that you're supposed to show when you're going through to get your driver's license. It's a very impactful video, but I understand the driving schools are not all showing it. So we're asking the local parishes to put the pressure on the driving schools to show that video, because we do have questions on the driving test about litter. The answers are in that video. But we're doing all of those things, but we need everybody to lean forward and get involved and make a difference.
No doubt. And, you know, we've got some big ticket events coming this way, and we are showing ourselves off to the world, and we want to make sure that we pretty ourselves up, because sometimes, you know, you look around pretty butt ugly. I mean, I'm just going to say,
yeah.
And we got to take pride in it. You got the Sugar Bowl coming up. I think y'all going to be in the Sugar Bowl parade. And again, I think you put a Louisiana float in the Tournament of Roses parade, right?
Yep. You know, Noel, I remember years ago, the president of Nissan, everybody thought that plant was coming to New Orleans East, and I was in private business back then, and I remember him saying on TV that gave a couple reasons, but he said, we're going to Jackson, Mississippi. And I remember him saying, if y'all don't care about keeping the trash out of your community, why do I want my employees living here? And that stuck with me. And that's why I kept Plaquemines Parish clean, is it's not only quality of life for us that live here, and good for tourism. But it's a business. It's an economic engine. Nobody wants to locate their business in a filthy place. And that cost, that was one of the reasons it cost New Orleans East. That, and every time I pass it in Jackson, Mississippi, I think about that.
And it's always clean, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. But, you know, human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And much like what you just described to this CEO, if that's what you see first, I mean, and we're fighting this, whether it's the homeless or trash or whatever, of those three exits off the interstate into the city on I-10, and you get down and you end up in a cesspool, guess what? What you remember more than everything in that cab ride or that Uber ride is seeing trash right there when you come down off the interstate.
You know, and Newell, and I was really disappointed. Sidney Torres does such a great job with his trash company. We're even talking about getting street sweepers and wrapping them, whoever's got the trash contract in any municipality. So you got vacuum equipment and street sweepers, the equipment to do it. And those trash companies, I believe, will purchase that equipment because they get to wrap it and say, I'm helping keep New Orleans clean. But it's really disheartening when you have what's going on in the city. They give a trash contract to someone that's not even in the trash business. And I understand that the judge ruled that they got to give it to him instead of Sidney Torres, who, when he has the contract, he takes it personally and goes beyond the call of duty to not only do his job but to clean up the city. And I just can't understand why the people are not outraged that they're giving out a trash contract to the quarter to someone that's not in the trash business. I mean, and then he goes and subs it out. I mean, if that doesn't smell a rat, what's going on here? And at a time when we're all working hard to clean up the city, you know, what the hell is going on that we can't let the people in the trash business get the most bang for our buck? If that doesn't smell a rat, nothing does. And we got a long history of that in New Orleans, and they need to clean up their act and give the contract out to people in the trash business that know what they're doing. They don't need to have a middleman. I mean, am I the only one that's outraged over this?
Well, consider the following. We have difficulty directly managing our own employees. So then they collectively get together and they say the best course of action for us to do is to have a prime contractor who doesn't own a single garbage truck, who outsources it to another company who doesn't own a single garbage truck, who then in turn outsources it to a third country from out of town that owns some garbage trucks. So we can't directly manage our own people, and we believe that we're going to be in a good position to manage a multi-tier contract where they hadn't even award, up until the award, they already started fighting amongst them. I mean, that's a testament to the frailty of this approach, and we ought to all be outraged by this because it's just a total waste of time, money, effort. And why is it so hard to just directly contract to somebody that's owns a garbage truck? If that's a service that's being provided, wouldn't that be the minimum requirement of a bidder, that you actually own something?
Well, I think, you know, somebody told me the other day the same people have the contract at Six Flags. They were awarded to them. Drew Brees was going to put up all his own money. I understand the city gave him money. Then I understand they selling off scrap and keeping a percentage as a profit. So they profited off of Six Flags before they did anything with the place. And I'd be shocked if that thing ever does become anything. I mean, the people that are doing it don't have their own money. Why did we not give that contract to Drew Brees, who had his own money, was going to develop it and give the city something they could be proud of? But I understand it's the same people that got the garbage contract. So, you know, it stinks.
Yes, it does, sir, for sure. Thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family. Have a great holiday season.
You too, Newell. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Give us a shout. We'll go to the talk lines when we return. This is Newell on WWL.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.